The Bush administration says the portions of the National Intelligence Estimate that were leaked to the press are not representative of the entire document, which was compiled by 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. The National Intelligence Estimate cites the invasion of Iraq as central to the creation of extremist Islamic networks and cells, united by little more than an anti-Western agenda. According to information leaked about the report, the war in Iraq has given rise to a new generation of Islamic radicals. However, National Intelligence Director John Negroponte says the document does not state that there is an increased threat against the American homeland. And he adds he believes the terrorist threat has been reduced since the 9/11 attacks. The Bush administration has now released about 3.5 pages of the 30-plus page report. White House officials stress that promoting freedom and democracy in Muslim-majority nations could alleviate some of the grievances that militants exploit. Jordanian journalist Rana Sabah says she was part of a group of journalists who met with King Abdullah during the build-up to the war in Iraq. Even then, she notes, the king was skeptical that Iraqis would greet the American soldiers as liberators.
He was worried that people were just looking at the situation without really understanding the whole dynamics of Iraq and the way Iraqi society is made up. Now, it seems that all his fears, as well as the fears of all journalists and all politicians who were warning that any destabilization of Iraq and any uncalculated war against Iraq was going to unleash the forces of extremism. And literally, Iraq has turned into a breeding ground for jihadis and takfiris and salafis.
Ms. Sabah cites recent incidents in Syria and Jordan.
You've had a few incidents in Damascus. In Jordan, we've had at least 3 reported attacks that were coordinated by Qaeda in Iraq. Egypt is also feeling the heat, so the whole region is feeling the heat. I was one of the people who initially welcomed any effort that might remove Saddam. The problem is that the alternative hasn't been better.
Israel also supported the U.S.-led campaign to remove Saddam Hussein, who many Israelis initially viewed as a genuine threat, according to Natan Gutman, Washington bureau chief of the Jerusalem Post.
Israelis feel safer that Saddam Hussein is out of power and that you have an American force in Iraq. But Israelis are more worried about Iran, and actually they're worried about the fact that an American military is engaged in Iraq, and it's hard to see how it will be able to deal with Iran if it comes down to a military conflict. Concerning terrorism, Israel was not all that worried up to now from Al-Qaeda-related terrorism. So the question of whether Iraq is more of a terrorist country now than it was before isn't very troubling to Israelis, even though there are reports now that Al-Qaeda is regrouping in Lebanon and maybe supporting Palestinian terrorists now, so this might be a problem in the future.
Douglas Fraser, Scottish political editor of The Herald, agrees with the thrust of the material leaked from the U.S. intelligence estimate, suggesting that the war in Iraq has exacerbated the terrorist threat. And he says that British Finance Minister Gordon Brown, considered Prime Minister Tony Blair's heir apparent, now admits that not enough preparatory work was done after the invasion.
The public can see the danger, if not the reality, of civil war, even if the politicians don't admit it. They can see that extremism has got worse as a result of the Iraq war. People are watching very closely to see what Gordon Brown is going to do as the heir apparent. But I suspect, whereas Tony Blair has believed throughout that private diplomacy and putting pressure on Washington would yield results, nobody can actually see what those results are. And I think Gordon Brown recognizes that a change of leadership requires a change of approach.
Douglas Fraser adds that British support for the war has cast what he calls a large shadow, almost overwhelming Tony Blair's Labour government.
This week in Manchester at his party's conference, he is struggling to get out of that shadow before he finally leaves office. But he is leaving office very clearly because of that foreign policy shadow, the problems in Iraq, also growing problems with British forces in a very tricky part of Afghanistan. I think that the sense in Britain of this latest intelligence estimate is we told you so.
The controversy over the correlation between the war in Iraq and the threat of terrorism is likely to influence American politics as well, especially as the November midterm congressional election approaches. Iraq is sure to be used as a weapon in the political arsenal of the candidates. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.